Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Scoop. It must be Thursday night, and I am your DJ for the next hour, DJ Misty, and you're joining me on radio.dominican.edu. And let's get right to it. In gossip news, it seems a lot has been going on this week with the Oscars and who's going to be hosting and who's not going to be hosting. Well, Eddie Murphy has quit the Oscars for hosting next year. He quit after Brett Ratner resigned after his salacious interview with Howard Stern. Eddie Murphy has dropped out and has called it quits. And Academy has fired Brett Ratner as the producer. Basically, he was on the Howard Stern show this week. And he did raunchy comments and gay slurs and said during an interview how he liked to have sex with so-and-so and this and that. And it just wasn't good. So Eddie Murphy is out. Brett Ratner is out. But on a lighter note, Billy Crystal is back in. Yes, Billy Crystal will be hosting the Oscars next year. And this will be his 9th time doing it. And Brian Grazer will be the producer. Singer-songwriter Avril Lavigne and her boyfriend Brody Jenner were attacked this week outside of the Roosevelt Hotel Sunday morning. They both are fine with minor cuts and bruises. They don't know why they were attacked. They walked out of the hotel and 5 people jumped on them. And Avril Lavigne, not being a fan of violence, did not fight back. She just sat there and took it. So, you know, get well, Avril Lavigne. Kelly Osbourne was released from a Miami hospital this week after an unspecified head injury. She got the injury while attending a casting call for Madonna's Material Girl curling line. I bet she fell out of her shoes and hit her head on a runway. It happens. I've known people who've fallen out of their shoes. And across the pond, where News Corp scandal is still live and well, it has come out that Prince William, Prince Harry, and Daniel Radcliffe were victims as well to wiretapping and phone hacking. The latest revelations will make yet more uncomfortable questioning for James Murdoch, who also came out and said that he was aware that his correspondents and journalists were doing this. Excuse me. Matthew Fox is countersuing the bus driver who says he attacked her in August of last year for not knowing, but basically he attacked her for not knowing who he was. I guess not many people watch Lost. The bus driver who was working a charter saw the really drunk man get on her bus and did not recognize him as part of the party. When she asked him to leave, Matthew Fox went crazy and attacked her. Now she's walking away with bruises and cuts, and Matt did this, and all she was asking was $75,000. I know he made more than that per episode for Lost. But now he wants to countersue her, which makes him look petty. So I have to admit, you know, you hit a girl, you should pay for it and then walk away and hold your head high. So Matthew Fox, get over it. Also, in other gossip news, Jennifer Lopez is still doing the dramatic breakdown. She's following in Britney Spears' shoes. Next, she's going to be shaving off all of her hair just to get attention. But anyway, she was at the Glamour Awards and she broke down because of everything that she's been going through, and she wanted to thank the women for their support. And anyway, you know, but the woman is seen on the arm of Bradley Cooper, so she cannot be hurting that much. And Ashton Kutcher, you can't seem to get him out of the spotlight. He's now becoming, Ashton Kutcher can't seem to get out of the spotlight from becoming Charlie Sheen. And starting the controversy again, he let go of his Twitter account. Why? I guess we all need to know about his Twitter account. Anyway, he let go of his Twitter account because Ashton was tweeting in support of the Penn State football coach, and most people didn't care for that, and his fan base was like, you're kidding me, you're condoning this man's actions. And Ashton said, you know what, I'm going to let it go, I'm going to let my management team handle it, and they can take care of all my little Twitters. So now when you think you're Twittering Ashton Kutcher, you're really not. So that is just really, really bad. And the time is about 7:08. And let's go a couple of TV news before we take a break. Despite the recent failures of bringing TV series back to life, the networks are still going for old are still trying to do reboots of old shows. ABC's Charlie's Angels didn't work, and NBC's take on Wonder Woman never made it to the air. Actually, it did. It did two episodes, I think. But just like the feature film world, where everything from Footloose to Conan the Barbarian has recently been updated, TV execs are trying to go into the vault and do reboots. So their next reboot is Dallas, which is going to be on TNT. Larry Hagman, Dave Patrick Duffy, and Linda Gray will be coming back. That should be premiere next summer. Also, Fox has ordered two updated takes on the 1990s sketch comedy In Living Color from Keenan Ivory Raines. And NBC has an adaptation of Tom Cruise's movie The Firm set for mid-season next year. Also in development, we have a remake of CBS 1980s drama Beauty and the Beast will be updated for the tweens for CW. CBS is also looking to make a modern version of the 1960s sitcom Bewitched. NBC is looking to take The Munsters, Romancing the Stone, and Wise Guy to reboots area as well. So there is no more original thought. We're redoing movies from the past and are not remaking them very well. And now we're remaking old television shows that are just not going to happen. And CBS has also confirmed they acquired the rights to the classic black and white series, The Rifleman. So look for those in the next, I'd say over the next 2 years. And also we have Charlie Sheen is haunting the set of Two and a Half Men. The show has lost its claim as TV's most watched comedy. The show The Big Bang Theory is gaining the title. Charlie told them when they fired him that the show would never survive. So let's see if it makes it to the end of the season. And once again, if you're just now joining me, this is DJ Misty for The Scoop. And I am going to be with you for the next hour. And let's play some music. Woo! And that was Artie's show with Afterglow. And if you're just now joining me, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu with The Scoop. And we were, right before we broke, we decided we were doing TV news. And just a couple of little tidbits. Pierce Brosnan is going to be back on TV in Bag of Bones, an A&E presentation of Stephen King's book. So look for that next, in January. Also, the show Happy Endings, which is on ABC, has just been picked up for another full season. So congratulations to them. Also, Nathan Lane is coming to TV and will be starring in a comedy on USA Network. The show will be a half-hour comedy about a Broadway star, Lane, who puts his Broadway aspirations on hold to come back home to take care of his sick father. Let the fun begin. Nathan Lane in Texas? That should be funny. Starz has renewed Spartacus for a third season. We'll start production next year in New Zealand. So more scantily clad dressed men and leather and dirt all over them for a good hour. That's really nice to see. HBO has opted Bernie Madoff bio. And it looks like Robert De Niro will be producing the bio. The title is called Truth or Consequences, The Life Inside the Madoff Family. De Niro, of course, will play Bernie Madoff. And Fox admits that lip-syncing scandal on The X Factor, they knew about it. It seems that contestant Leroy Bell was heard singing before his microphone was even given to him. Oop, major faux pas. Fox rep said that the ensemble performances are always pre-recorded, so the acts can concentrate on their performance and not singing. But let me ask you this. If this is a contest and they are supposed to be the real deal, then they should be able to sing and dance and do the whole bit. They shouldn't be lip-syncing their voices so they can dance better. And I'm not going to pay money for people who do that. Britney Spears. Anyway, that's what a shame. Also, will Google be your next cable provider? That is the question on everyone's mind. That is the new direction the company is heading to. Google, based in San Francisco, or actually Palo Alto, has its own broadband service and might offer low subscription fees to undercut competition. This should be happening at a place near you soon. Also, the creators of Harold and Kumar are shopping around for a buyer for their new animated TV series. Lionsgate TV is working on bringing the weed-puffing duo to the small screen. John Cho and Kai Penn, who play Harold and Kumar in the movie series, will be on hand to do voices of the animated characters once the show gets the green light. Also, Hell on Wheels, which aired last week on AMC, has received small success. Hell on Wheels was supposed to be a promising resurrection of the TV Western, but instead was bogged down by plot that was executed poorly. There is no word as whether the show is going to be pulled at this time, but AMC is hoping a couple more airings will give the show the following that they were hoping for. At this time, it's still up in the air, and they were hoping that the show was going to be just like Walking Dead. Also, for you Weeds fans, that's right, Nancy Botwin is back for season 8. Showtime has just announced that the dope slinging, outrageous antics of Nancy Botwin and her tribe will be back on a small screen near you. Production will start next June for a fall release on TV. And let's see, what else do we have here? Don Cheadle is coming to TV as well. He is going to be on a new show called House of Lies, and he will be a mid-season pickup. Hopefully he will get picked up. And there's going to be a Buffy reunion on American Dad. Sarah Michelle Gellar and Allison Halligan will play high school girls competing for the affections of Steve on the American Dad show. Look for that episode on November 20th. And let's see, what else do we have to report? So many things have happened this week, but the main thing that was on everyone's mind was the Oscar scandal. And that was just too much, too much, too much, too much. I had some quotes for Brett Ratner, but I don't think they're appropriate to talk about. So I don't think I am going to talk about, say any of those, because I like where I am. And let's see, the time is 7:20, and I hope everyone is doing well out there on this cold Thursday evening. Once again, this is DJ Misty, and if you're just now joining me, you're joining me on radio.dominican.edu for this scoop, and we're going to take another short little break. And let's see, we're going to play some music. Okay.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I make some more romance with you, my love? Man. magic night. Can I just have one moment dance with you, my love?
And that was Van Morrison with Moondance. And if you're just now joining me, this is DJ Misty on radio.dominican.edu. And today it is Thursday, and this is the month of November. And this month and next month are going to be jam-packed with movies that are trying to make it for the Oscar race, which the cutoff date is December 25th. And some movies that are coming out this month that are garnering Oscar buzz is The Descendants with George Clooney. He plays a landowner in Hawaii who realizes that his wife, who's been in a coma for the last year and a half, has been having an affair. So he has to deal with that. Also, we have Happy Feet 2, which is coming out this month, The Muppets, My Week with Marilyn, starring Michelle Williams from Brokeback Mountain fame. And for all you Twilight fans, yes, Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. I'm sorry, I should be a little bit more enthused about that. Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. Yay! And we have Outrage. And we have Sleeping Beauty. And we also have The Artist, which is a black and white silent film that will be out November 25th. As well as Hugo and The Muppets. And once we go to movie news, we have Christopher Walken, Woody Harrelson, Colin Farrell, Sam Rockwell have all signed on with CBS Films to do Seven Psychopaths. Sounds like a great cast already. Seven Psychopaths is an action comedy about a struggling screenwriter who's going to be played by Colin Farrell, who inadvertently becomes entangled in a Los Angeles criminal underworld after his oddball friend kidnaps a gangster's beloved Shih Tzu. Sounds like a good script already. Rockwell and Walken play the friends. Harrelson is the gangster. Oh, I can see Woody Harrelson having a little dog like that. And for all you Absolutely Fabulous is coming to the big screen. Yes, Jennifer Saunders reveals that Absolutely Fabulous movie is getting the big screen treatment. So look for the booze-filled misadventures of Patsy and Eddie in a theater near you. Production will most likely start summer. Hopefully she's looking closer to a December 2012 or January 2013 release. Also, since Hollywood has showed us there's no more original thought, Paramount Pictures has just announced their list of reboots for the next 2 years, starting with Star Trek II in 2013, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yes, they're doing another one, and Transformers 4, as well as Paranormal Activity 4. So Paramount is totally left the original thought behind and has decided to go with something, a formula that works for them, which is movies that have already been done, cast new characters, new younger people, and there you go, you have a show. The most anticipated Hunger Games, based on the books by Suzanne Collin, will open in China before it hits the U.S. market in March of next year. The producers feel this is a very good test to see how the movie performs. Since the producers feel that they had such flops in the past, such as Conan the Barbarian, Warrior, and Abduction, they want to make sure that there's going to be a market for the Hunger Games. Also, the foreign press has announced that Morgan Freeman is going to be the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Oscars. And he's going to be nominated. He was nominated and now he will receive the award at the Oscar celebration. And Spanish distributor in Spain has been fined for the ad for the movie Larry Crown, starring Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks. The poster for the movie says by the studio, promotes reckless driving. The distributor was fined $41,500 for showing the two in the poster without helmets. All I can say is, really? Really? You find this guy $42,000 for a poster that didn't have helmets on it? Also, if you've ever were a fan of Where is Waldo, Where is Waldo is getting the big screen treatment from MGM. MGM has secured the rights to the Classic Media's Where is Waldo, and will make a live-action family adventure film about the traveler. Where is Waldo was created by Martin Hanford, and was first published in 1987. Walt Disney Company will be joining forces with YouTube and launching a new video series, which will be distributed on co-broadband channels. A little venture will see Disney Interactive Media and YouTube, a Google-owned company, spending a combined $10 million to $15 million on original video series that will be available for both YouTube and Disney.com. Disney hopes that the partnership will bring in a bigger audience online for the younger generation. Also, George Tillman, who directed the film Notorious, is attached to the new Miles Davis biop. Yes, they're finally doing a good movie on Miles Davis. The movie is based on the book Dark Mangus, the Jekyll and Hyde of Miles Davis. The late trumpeter's son, Gregory Davis, will consult on the film and say his intention is to do a film that will appeal to the diehard fans of Miles Davis from around the world. Also, Julian Fellowes, writer of Downton Abbey, will take a stab, so to speak, at Romeo and Juliet. Yes, that's right. Another remake is coming to the big screen. Actually, this one's been made several times. So they're rebooting this one. The movie is going to star Hallie Stanfield, the girl from True Grit. She will play Juliet. And a model, an unknown, has been tapped to play Romeo. The production date is set for next August, and they're going to start in Verona. And let's see. The British government on Thursday extended tax incentives for films shot and released in the UK through the 2015. This means that tax breaks estimated to rack up $150 million a year, producers will be able to take advantage of that. Production budgets with $31 million or less are eligible for a 25% rebate on expenses, while those with a budget of more than $31 million are eligible for a 20% rebate. This is welcome news because the newest James Bond, Skyfall, which qualifies for the benefit, starts shooting next week. And Bradley Cooper has dropped out of Man from U.N.C.L.E. Yes, he was in talks to star in Steven Soderbergh's reboot of the show Man from U.N.C.L.E. The Hangover actor, who had been talks to play the crime fighter Napoleon Solo for Warner Brothers Group's big screen version, has dropped out. Steven Soderbergh is directing, and he is now looking for someone to take his place. Cooper starred in the studio's Hangover, which is also Warner Brothers Pictures, but has decided that he would rather do Legendary Pictures' Paradise Lost, which he will play Lucifer. The project will start production next year. Look for a December release. And also, once again, we have coming out next month for the Oscar race is The Dragon Tattoo, starring Daniel Craig and Rooney Mara. So look for that. And if you haven't seen the originals, I suggest you look at them, because I don't know why we had to remake it for an American audience. I really hate when they do that. And let's see, the time is 7:33. Let's do some news, shall we? Let's see, Texas Governor Rick Perry has tried to laugh off his embarrassing primetime memory lapse during a Republican debate in Michigan, but the lasting impact of his gaffe may lie in the fact that it re-emphasized the old stereotype about Perry. He's not bright. Perry's now infamous inability Wednesday night to list a third of three government agencies he would eliminate if he was president was the latest in a series of lackluster debates for his run for the White House. The gaffe reinforces an unfair but increasing belief that he doesn't have the intellectual heft, a veteran Republican fundraiser said. Also, Penn State has just been all over the news lately. So Penn State's new interim football head coach replaced Joe Paterno with a heavy conflicted heart overnight carried a blunt message in solidarity with alleged victims of sex abuse, has decided that he's just going to continue on and do what he needs to do. Tom Bradley, the longtime defenses coordinator for the team, faced a room full of relentless reporters Thursday working to glean more details about the case rocking the sports world. Allegations of child sex abuse against former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky and apparent failures of officials of Penn State to report the crime to police has led to the downfall of the team. Tom Bradley hopes that he can reestablish what Penn State was all about and put this behind us, this incident behind us. Also, there's many Occupy groups around the United States. Tonight in Oakland, there was a man who was shot down by the BART station at Occupy Oakland. And in Vermont, there another man was shot there. His death may be a suicide at this time. They do not know. But there was a confrontation yesterday, and later on, the man was found. And he was found in a park next to the Occupy place, and they're not sure at this time what is the cause of death outside of the gunshot wound. Also, Zynga, if you are a local person, this is a really kind of a funny story. Zynga CEO wants some of the online game company's early employees to give their stock back. Yes, that's right. He has decided that the initial offering of stock, according to published reports on Sunday, was not as much as he wanted to give to them, so he wants it back. So the Wall Street Journal said that Pincus, who gave out the stock freely to keep top talent early on, developed giver's remorse. That's because some of the early employees didn't contribute as much to the company as they hired later. And because of this, they got more shares. Zynga's games include Farmville, Zynga Poker, and Cityville, which are mostly played on Facebook. And the time is 7:36. Once again, you are joining me, DJ Misty, for The Scoop at radio.dominican.edu on this beautiful, cold Thursday night. I hope everyone is doing well, and we're going to take a little break.
Serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
In the afterlife, we'll be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
The people listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamping his feet. Eternally, fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and burnt to ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
Beauty, talent,
That was Squirrel Nut Zippers with Hell. Sometimes we are all in hell. So as I was talking about earlier, Oscar predictions, and yes, December 25th is the cutoff date for Oscar votes and getting your, you know, nominations in before actually everything is calculated. And between now and the 25th, you're going to see all the good movies coming out, because these are the ones that people, that the studios want people to see in order to first gain money and also to get the buzz out that these are great Oscar contender movies. And so I have a couple of names here of predictions from a not a reliable source. Nothing's really reliable at this time of the year, but there's a couple of interesting people here. Let's see, let's go for Best Picture. The first front runners are going to be The Artist. That is the film I mentioned earlier. That is the black and white silent movie. And after that is The Descendants. That's a George Clooney movie I also mentioned earlier, where he plays the landlord in Hawaii. And then, of course, you can't go wrong with Spielberg with his War Horse. And other contenders are Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, The Ides of March, and Moneyball. Long shots in newspaper's opinion is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, J. Edgar, Tinker Tailor Soldier Boy, and The Tree of Life, and Young Adult. Now, if anyone has ever seen Midnight in Paris, that should totally be up for Best Picture. For Best Actor, they're talking that George Clooney will definitely be nominated for The Descendants. Gene Durand for The Artist, that's the black and white, the silent black and white film. And Brad Pitt from Moneyball. So he is a front runner contender. Other contenders, but not has been nominated yet or even come out, these are just, you know, guesses on this person's part, is J. Edgar for Leonardo DiCaprio for J. Edgar, Ryan Gosling for The Ides of March, Woody Harrelson for Rampart, and Gary Oldman for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Also, Best Actress, Iron Lady, we have Meryl Streep. We have Viola Davis for The Help, and Glenn Close playing Albert Nobbs. She plays a 19th century woman passing herself off as a man. So that would be good. Also, we have Long Shots is going to be Michelle Williams, My Week with Marilyn. Charlize Theron, Young Adult. Tilda Swinton, We Need to Talk About Kevin. And Rooney Mara, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Yeah. For Best Supporting Actor, we have possibilities for nominations or Kenneth Branagh for My Week with Marilyn, Christopher Plummer for Beginners, and Max von Sydow for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Other contenders for Best Supporting Actor, George Clooney for Ides of March, Tom Hanks for Extremely Loud and Close, and Jonah Hill for Moneyball. Best Supporting Actress is going to be Janet McTeer for Albert Nobbs, Octavia Spencer for The Help, and Shailene Woodley for The Descendants. Long shots are going to be Jodie Foster for Carnage, Kate Winslet for Carnage, Carey Mulligan for Shame, and Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids. In the running for Best Director so far is going to be, of course, Steven Spielberg, for War Horse, Woody Allen for Midnight in Paris, George Clooney for Ides of March, and Stephen Dartley for Extremely Close and Loud, Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close, and David Fincher for his retelling of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. They're saying that Clint Eastwood is going to be a long shot for J. Edgar Hoover. Poor Leo, he can't get a break. And he really should, because he is a great, great actor. And also, I've already did my TV section, but I'm going to go back because there was something I forgot to mention. If you are a Woody Allen fan, November 20th on PBS, they are doing a documentary on Woody Allen that spans the whole his whole movie career and his life. It's a 2-hour special on PBS, so if you're around, tape it, DVR it. Also, if you are a John Williams and a Steven Spielberg fan, on November 15th, they are doing on Turner Classic Movies The Art of Collaboration. And so it's going to go through the 40-year span of John Williams and Steven Spielberg's life together as director, writer, and as John Williams, of course, you know, the best music in the world. You can't go wrong with a John Williams score. All right, so now we have DVD releases. And for all you fans out there, Harry Potter will be gone at the end of December. Yes, that's right. The Wizard is going to be taken off the shelves. So if you haven't gotten your Harry Potter gift set yet, which I'm sure they'll be releasing because all 7 movies are out now, you better go and get it now. It's going to be sad, but they're putting it back in the vault. So most likely what will happen is that 10 years from now, there'll be the Harry Potter 10-year anniversary. He'll be doing the whole George thing, you know, re-releasing them. Next thing you know, Harry Potter in 3D. Oh, wait, Harry Potter was in 3D. So anyway, get your Harry Potter by the end of December 29th. Otherwise, after that, it won't be around. Harry will be gone. Also releasing this week on the 25th anniversary. That was 25 years ago. It was Blue Velvet. Yes, yes, yes. David Lynch's Blue Velvet. He had to make up because he burned and crashed and burned with Dune. And the studio was not going to let him do anything else because Dune was the complete colossal failure. But he did Blue Velvet, and it became a cult classic, and it gave us the voyeur detective in Kyle MacLachlan, and it gave us the beer-sniffing Pabst Blue Ribbon with, oh my God, his name's run out of my head. Anyway, it'll come to me, and I promise you I'll tell you at the end of the show. And all you people who are yelling at the screen, Dennis Hopper. Yes, that was it, Dennis Hopper. Anyway, he is the best. I always remember Pabst Blue Ribbon. Anyway, the 25th anniversary of Blue Velvet, it'll be out this week. And it comes with, it's going to be on Blu-ray. And it comes with 50 minutes of newly discovered scenes and many extras. So there's, doesn't say that it's been incorporated back into the movie. That would be a big chore. But you can watch 50 minutes of different scenes that made it onto the cutting room floor. And you can go, oh, well, why didn't they put that in there? Oh, I can understand why they didn't do that. Anyway, next on DVD this week is The Change Up. I don't think anyone saw this movie. This is starring Ryan Reynolds, who is box office poison, and the talented Justin Bateman, who, you know, you can't really go wrong with him. He's a great guy. The two of them are best friends who decide to make a wish at a fountain, and it changes their lives. So that's what happens when you make a wish. I've been making wishes. Nothing has happened so far, so I'll keep you guys informed. Also, coming to a theater near you this week is the holiday comedy Jack and Jill, starring Adam Sandler playing both roles as Jack and Jill. Also starring in the movie is Katie Holmes and Al Pacino. Also, if you're into men and leather and sweat and dirt and grime, you should go check out Immortals in 3D, starring Mickey Rourke, Henry Cavill, who will be the new Superman, another reboot that we didn't need, but anyway, and Frida Pinto of Slumdog Millionaire fame and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. This movie is about men and leather fighting to the death for fashion. Actually, no, they're fighting to the death for Greece. And also, if you haven't seen it yet, J. Edgar Hoover, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. He's playing the most powerful man in the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover ruled the FBI for 50 years. Joining him in cast is Naomi Watts, Josh Lucas, and Clint Eastwood is the director. All right, we are coming on to towards the end of my show. So we're going to play one more song. We're going to do Wacky News, and then I'm going to play you guys out. Once again, if you're just now joining me, this is DJ Misty for The Scoop. And I'm coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And enjoy. Thank you.
sometimes I wonder why I spend a lonely night. Baby, oh, I don't know, dreaming of a song melody, my memory, and I'm once again with you. When the love was new, always, each kiss an inspiration, baby, baby. That was long ago, now my consolation, it's in the stardust of a song, beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms, baby, baby. The nightingale still is very ill. A paradise where roses grow. Though I dream in vain, oh, baby, in my heart, it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love refrain, mama, love refrain.
And if you're just now joining me, this is DJ Misty from radio.dominican.edu, and getting on towards the end of the show. And I just wanted to say happy birthday to a couple of our fellow entertainers. Whoopi Goldberg is 56, Jimmy Kimmel is 44, and Gary Marshall is 77. Wow. Lorne Michaels is 67, Rachel McAdams 33. I love her. And Owen Wilson is 43. I love both of them. Midnight in Paris. If you haven't watched it, please. It's a great movie. Also, in passing, as we all know, Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes passed away this week. He was on 60 Minutes for 33 years. He passed away at the age of 92. It says that at his memorial service, his college roommate, had a heart attack at the memorial service and passed away as well. So I guess he really missed him. Also, TV writer Hal Cantor died this week. He is famous for his screenplay such as The Rose Tattoo, The Road to Bali with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, and Elvis's Blue Hawaii, to name a few. Also, rap artist Heavy D passed away this week. The cause of death is undetermined. The rapper was 44. And let's see, the creator of Family Circus died this week. He was 89. And Family Circus, he did it for decades. And it was a sublime mix of humor and traditional family values. And that leads us up to wacky news. Have a couple of little items here. Let's see what we're going to start off with. Oh, okay. Well, this is kind of a morbid thing. The bed of the late pop star Michael Jackson, the bed he died in, is going to be up for sale. So if you're into that kind of thing, you might want to check out Julian's Auction House. They'll be holding a live auction featuring items from the pop singer's home where he passed away. So, if you're into that, next month, go to LA. You might be able to check it out. Also, Nicolas Cage, who has done a string of horrible, horrible bad movies, was seen in Anchorage, Alaska last week buying a $2,000 steak knife. Now, okay, we all need steak knives. $2,000 worth? I'm not really sure. But Nick was wasting money, which he should have been paying to the IRS or paying to do better movies. Because I tell you, I'm not going to see any more bad Nicolas Cage movies. And also, in Quincy, Massachusetts, every year the seniors get together and put pink flamingos on people's lawns in order to promote a safe night out, which is something they do prior to senior prom. Well, it seems that one lady in Quincy named Carol Abbott, who is a longtime resident, has decided that she is fed up. She's tired of these kids stepping on her meticulously manicured lawn and filling it with dozens of flamingos with donations around their necks or asking for a donation. She feels that the kids are vandalizing her lawn as well as trespassing. And although she's the only one who is upset, neighbor says that she is known around town as Carol Abbott. She is as much fun as a molar extraction without anesthesia. So when they say that about you, you know it's bad. Anyway, folks, that is my show. I'm going to play you out. Once again, this is DJ Misty, and I want to thank you for joining me for this scoop. I hope I gave you all of your entertainment buzz and needs and everything you needed to know for the week. I will be back next week from 7 to 8. And enjoy. Have a wonderful evening. Stay cool out there. And for all you Occupy protesters, have the faith. We're all behind you, and we all want to support you, and actually we all do support you. So keep the faith, keep the love, and know that you're not alone. Once again, this is DJ Misty, and you were with me for The Scoop, and this is Misty. Thank you.
Thank you.